We are on page 191, on the top of the page of the Holy Art Scroll. We are on page Samach Dalet 64 in the Green Feldheim. And we left off saying, we're recording, and we left off, thank you, and we left off saying that we learned from the Nazir that it's not just the wine that is usher for the Nazir, the Nazirite. I don't know how you say Nazir in English. But basically the guy who says, I'm not drinking wine, can't even have grapes. So too, when it comes to Arayus, when it comes to relationships, forbidden relationships, illicit relationships, a person has to be very careful to even a person would think, oh, it's just the having relations with a woman. And the Chazal teach us that, no, it's even anything close to that, as we're going to see in a second, anything that's like a nazir. Like he says, Uksha oyser lanu, oh, we did this. V'alzeh derech asu binyan zeh shal arayis kol mashu miminoy shal aznus or a kar of elav. Anything that has anything to do with a woman that doesn't belong to you, that is usher to you, yeah, be'ezeh chushayiya, no matter what sense you're using, bein b'maisa, touching, bein b'riya, seeing, bein b'dibor, your mouth, bein b'shmiya, your ears, and says the holy Ramchal, even your machshava, even your thoughts. Va'ato v'ilcharayas al kol elam edivreim. B'maisa, practically speaking, ha'negia o achibuk b'kayotze, touching or hugging, k'far nispar l'maylu, ma'amir s'zachar nebein tzarech l'harach. We know that. A person's not allowed to touch a woman that doesn't belong to him, or a woman that is usher to him. You're not allowed to touch. That's it, as he's going to say. Bereiya, looking. Amruzal, yad li yad lo yinaka ra. Kol hamartze ma'os miyadol yadik te listakal ba. Anyone who gives change to a woman or gets change from a woman in order to look at her hands or her fingers, lo yinaka medina shal gehenim. As Chazal say, mibnei ma'atzuch yisrael shabayzat der kapara, neshezanu eneyem min ha'erva. Because they feasted their eyes looking at things that they're not allowed to look at. And as the Satmar Rebbe said, and as Rav Huttner said, both of them said the same thing. What a person nowadays, and this is in the 60s, or probably the 50s when it was said, what a person sees nowadays in 1 minute and 30 seconds, our parents and grandparents didn't see in an entire lifetime. And that's not in 2025, what a person can be exposed to. Amrab Shejmane, Ma Mana Kaza Takshin Shabukhutsim Takshin Shabifnim. Why do we count the jewelry on the outside of a woman with the jewelry on the undergarments of a woman? Loimelcha Shakola Mistakal Be'etzpa Ketana Shel Isha. Anyone who looks at a tiny finger, at the pinky of a woman, it's as if he's looking at the private area. So what's the pshat? Oh, you're so frum. No, it's not so frum. It's the only reason that a person's looking at that is because he's looking for something. No pun intended. What else are you looking for? And that's where it begins. It begins when a person looks. It doesn't begin at the end. It begins over there. And this is not about Musar that you're a bad guy. It's just telling us how to have the proper fences and how to protect ourselves from things, from actual relations and deeper Isurim with a woman. You hear this? You're not allowed to look at a beautiful woman, afilu hipnuya, even if she is a single woman, beish is ish, and if she is married, afilu himchoeres, even if she is, right, not so beautiful. Shaduchim, okay, shkoyach, relax. Benyan adibor, I want to see if she's going to be for me, my wife. Okay, yeah. Tell that to somebody else. Binyan Adibor, Meisha. Talking to a woman. Behedja Shaninu, Kolamar Besiche Meisha. Anybody who talks excessively to a woman, Goyrim Ra La'atzmai. All that does is cause bad things for you. Uba Shmia, listening. Amru, Kol Beisha Erva. You listen to the voice, especially you listen to a woman who's singing. We're not getting into the halachas of if you know what she looks like, you don't know what she looks like. Bottom line is, it gets a person excited, gets a person connected to something, and that's where it begins. That's what we have to remember. The nazir doesn't begin when he's in the bar drinking with his friend. That's not when the nazir begins. It begins when he went in the car and he's went with the wrong person, and then he went down the block, and then once he's in the bar, the story's over. So too, when it comes to a person's relationship with women and forbidden relationships, it never starts at the end. It starts way before that. We're only 6 minutes in, by the way. And you're going to tell me it's not going to change our lives? Oy binyan znosapev oizen. Talking and listening. Tainu adibur bedivrei aznus. How a person talks. What comes out of his mouth, the words he uses, or the jokes he talks about, or the conversations that he has. Hashmil edvar me'ele kfar tzavku kechruchya. They scream like a crane, like a type of bird. Farm of la'yir b'chay ervas davar, ervas dibur zenivil peh. When a person talks a certain way, when a person listens to the way people talk, or you listen to songs. If you don't think rap songs affect a person and affects the way a person thinks and what goes into his heart, right? It does. It very much affects a person. Very bad things happen because of that. We know this. It makes your the Gehenim. Gehenim doesn't mean it's a punishment. Oh, Hashem's threatening you. It's a reality. It's a reality of living a certain life. The Gemara says straight out. Everyone knows when a woman is getting married, what she's getting married, why she goes to the chuppah. But someone who talks inappropriately, it's scary. It's terrible. It turns over good things for a person when you talk a certain way. And it doesn't matter what the society has degraded and has made everything disgusting. That doesn't matter. The Ramchal doesn't. There's no disclaimer of that. It applies to all of us, B'nai Torah. V'amru oid afilu sicha kalash bein ishtoi magidin loy la'adam b'shas hadin. Even the way you talk to your wife, and how a person has to be careful to talk appropriately. He has incurred Hashem's anger. He will fall there. You have to be very careful how you talk in a very sensitive way. Hashem made it that all of our senses, our thoughts, our Baruch Hashem, we're in yeshiva, the Baruch Hashem, our hearing, our mouth, our physical has to be protected from all of these outside. It's one of the beautiful things that we live in a moshav. It's one of the beautiful things that the yeshiva is on a moshav. It's one of the reasons I moved to the moshav. Baruch Hashem, we live next to Kiryat Sefer, which is probably from the holiest cities in the entire planet, in the entire cosmos, that there's a city that is dedicated for Kedusha and Tahara and for Torah, of course. We're lucky we live. Okay, we have our... This can infiltrate, and that's dangerous. But if a person's able to put that to the side, he's able to walk around, he's able to not be exposed, Baruch Hashem, we're not exposed, it could change a person's life in his learning in yeshiva. You learn in yeshiva. Oh, sorry. 9 minutes, 52 seconds. To be continued. Love it. Less than 10 minutes keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay.